Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
All right, so what do you do when you have to break the news to someone? Typically, you call me and say, hey, Ryan, break the news.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, well, I won't be here for much longer, so you're going to have to figure out how to do it on your own.
Yeah, Ryan broke the news to us yesterday.
Yeah, right? Okay, why don't you tell everybody what's going on, Scott? How do we help you?
I'm having a really difficult time supporting my wife with her new hobby, and it's starting to have an effect on our marriage, and I'm not sure what to do.
Is it pickleball?
No, that would be great. So she has an extremely boring job as an accountant, and she found this fun new passion, right, to get to take a break from that.
Okay.
And so, you know, going to work can be dull, so she decided to branch out into, of all things, stand-up comedy.
Oh my,
from accounting to comedy.
Mm.
Yeah, and, she, you know, she's always prided herself on being, like, the funny one in her group and, you know, making people laugh at parties and
all those jokes about bookkeeping never get old, do they?
Yeah, just hilarious, you know?
Yeah, right. Okay. So she gets told she's the funny one by friends, so naturally she feels like she can do stand up. Hello.
Like it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a big jokester at work, you know, like I guess jokes about cost of goods sold or debits and credits or whatever.
Oh boy.
You know, I understand everything at work is super serious and quiet and boring, and she's crunching numbers all day. And so a little bit over a year ago, she started going to like these open mic nights to give it a try, stand up. And she took down some liquid courage and got up there a couple times. And I mean, the crowd was lukewarm, which was basically I was the crowd and a couple other people.
Oh, I can feel the cringe. Yeah. Oh, ick.
She was encouraged. She thought it was a good start. And I never imagined it was going to continue this long. I mean, she's driving hours on the weekend, you know, just to work her jokes out. And here's the kicker. She is not funny.
Oh.
Not even a little. And she gets mercilessly heckled by the crowd, and then she puts them on blast, right? She records this, and she puts it online as part of her comedy. Like, she's the female Matt Rife or something.
Oh, doing the crowd work. Oh.
Oh, no.
Neat.
Yeah, and it's just not working, and, oh, the internet trolls are having a field day with this, and it's consuming her life and our marriage. And, you know, I want to support her, but it's getting really, really difficult.
Why?
Well, I mean, she hasn't improved her delivery, her material, and it's been a year. And, oh, she also makes some stories about me, which, being honest, it's quite hurtful, you know?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, I know how it is with comedy, right? It's sort of partly true, but it's embellished. But, I mean, she makes me out to be some stereotypical loser guy, right?
Oh, boy. Let me tell you about the guy I have at home.
Like hiding your head down there? No, it's not me.
Yeah, it's not true, you know? And I asked her if she wanted to take some classes or, I don't know, get some coaching, but she doesn't see a problem. She thinks she's great, and her shows are so cringe, I can't even watch them anymore. And basically, I'm spending nights by myself while she's on stage bashing men and getting mercilessly heckled. And she's really delusional. She thinks she's going to be able to quit her job and do this full time. She's not funny. She needs to give it up. But, you know, how do I tell her?
I don't know. Where are her friends? And I get it. This is hard coming from your person, your spouse.
Right.
You know, like, you want to be supportive. You love this person. Where are her friends to be like, honey, it's time?
They're not at her show.
It's not. Yeah. Well, no one is.
Nobody is. So they're even like, that should be all you need to know when your friends are like, oh, sorry.
I would say, Liz, tell her your true feelings. Give her a few days to process it and come back to how to solve it or move on. Someone says, or move on.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
Can't you just say like, man, you just take some classes. It would really, really, really help and hope she does it. But I don't think she will.
Well, she doesn't see a need for classes.
No.
She's like, how do you improve on amazing?
I'm like the best comic ever.
Like, look at all the likes I get, the videos that I share of me doing crowd work. I can heckle better than Matt Rife. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think you should set the bar that high immediately. Maybe just, I don't know, for like a local person.
Ugh. Love it. It can't last forever. Video her a few times and show her. No, she takes her own videos and posts them online.
Because she thinks it's good.
And the trolls rip her to pieces. And she's like, is this great? I'm getting so much traction.
Oh
my God.
Oh no.
Oh, Ryan needs to do his final breaks the news. Oh, do I have to call her?
Oh, this.
Oh, no.
I mean, you know this makes me uncomfortable when you've done these things, but this one specifically, someone who thinks they're so great.
Could you imagine? Ryan calls her. Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody. Because nobody thinks you're funny.
Ouch.
Yeah. That could happen.
Ryan.
Scott said for better or worse, and this, unfortunately, is the worst.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. You have to stick it out, you know?
You'd hope it would just pass eventually. Like, you'd get bored with it, maybe.
Right? Okay, we want to talk to Amy. She's in Cannon Falls. Do you have this uncomfortable conversation?
You know, I don't think you need to. It's okay for adults to have hobbies that they are not good at. But if they get enjoyment from them, what's the problem?
Yeah. And you're right. After a while, she's going to realize she's not getting booked. She's not getting a lot of attention. No one's saying, oh, my God, we need you to be a part of the comedy festival. You know what I mean? It's going to fizzle out, right?
Right. And, like, come on. She's an accountant. She's smart. She's not going to make a bad financial decision. She won't leave her job for something that she doesn't make money at.
Well, yeah, because she'd literally have to get bookings of which she has none because she only does open mic night.
Right.
So
there's no money in open mic night.
Yeah, unless she drives all the way to Brainerd and she's doing comedy shows in a basement of a VFW.
Oh, which, you know? I mean, there's a market for that.
Maybe her comedy kills in Brainerd.
Up north comedy, for sure.
Oh, yeah. She's like appearing live in Hibbing. Oh, where there's nothing funny in Hibbing.
One night only.
Yeah, right? All right.
Oh,
it's,
boy.
It's a lover, I guess.
Okay. I don't know. I think you need to break the news to her.
I think the news is going to be broken eventually to her, all on her little lonesome.
Oh,
so.
That's true.
Yeah.